We are learning Mesechta's Beya, Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, and we're beginning three lines from the bottom of Chaf Beis and Beis. We learned before that according to Chachamim, you now do Mugmur on Yontif. Mugmur means you put spices, good smelling perfumes onto Gecholim, onto coals, and it gives a smell for the house. The next Gemara we'll talk about a similar type of idea, and the same things that here apply to Mugmur as well. The Gemara is going to want to know, good, you're telling me it's Aser, because that's Shavach HaNefesh, but which Iser are you Iver? Which is there, which prohibition are you doing when you put those besamim onto gecholim? Barulu maula ashen, are you allowed to smoke peiris on yontif? That's the question. Are you allowed to smoke peiris on yontif by putting besamim on top of gecholim, top of coals, and that smell goes into your peiris? Basically, the same idea as mugmur. Rav Yirim ve'Aba Amar Rav Aser, that's Aser to do because not shavach nefesh. Shmuel Amar Mutter, Shmuel is Mutter because that's called tzarich echon nefesh. Now, which issa we're handling? Rav Huna am Aser b'Reshim Mechabe, because when I put the spices onto the coals, it extinguishes momentarily the coals, and therefore it's issa of kibui. And if vivait, it's not mutter for oichel nefesh, then it's Aser to do on yontif. Why didn't you say another reason, a different reason? Because you're making a fire. You're making a fire should loyal tzarich oichel nefesh, not for eating purposes. You're not make a fire for no reason. Amalei. So he answered, "Tchilasa mechaber v'soifei maver. Tchilasa mechaber v'soifei maver. Enchanami. They're both. Like Rashi says, they're both true. It's mechaber, it's kibui, and it's havara. It's both asurim. And here, since it starts off with a kibui, and then afterwards it blows up as a fire, he said the first issa, but both are true. Agav, I just want to speak out that why do you always say metoich? The Ma'aseh says it's a tzarich, and we always say the metoich that was mutaf eichon nefesh is mutaf any tzarich." So it's a big kasha, and it's different truths. And one of the truths are, that is only if you directly have anof on the malacha. All these things that we're talking here, this kibui, these are all indirect. They're not actually having anof from the kibui. It just allows you to have anof on the besamim. So therefore, you don't say metaych on that. Rav Yehuda, agabi chalas asa. This issa is only if you put on top of a coals. But agabi chalas, if you have a hot piece of pottery, and you put the besamim on that, and that burns up and makes it smell good, that halach is that it's mutter. V'rav Amar, no, agav cheres nami aser. It's also on cheres. Now, why, we'll see that in a second. Now, why if Rav Yehuda is agav cheres mutter? So Rashi says like this, there's no kibui, because it's not a fire, it's just a half piece of pottery. And havara also, since it's idea shinui, it's a different way of doing things, it's kle'acha yad, no isa deraisa. And therefore, m'shem simchas yontif, they were makel on this derabana. That's a Rashi. He learns Taisus, a different pshat. Taisus learns maybe because Havara is not also on Yontif, according to this Mandiyama. But this is how Rashi learns. Rashi learns again that there's no kibui, because it's a piece of pottery. And Havara is kla achayad. It's doing it a backwards way, and therefore it's mutter. But Rabbah says, no, ima gabe cheres, you know, I'm not worried about those two problems of kibui and Havara. I have another problem. Namias. Moshum the kamoil drecha. You're creating a smell in the cheres, and he holds midrabban as a iser to create a new smell in something because it's like making a malacha. And the more continues the idea. Rabbi Rav Yisrael Matavai was shufi kasa shiroi biyamutava asa. You're now allowed to take a cup that was used for besamim and turn it over onto silks on Shabbos or Yontif because it's making the silk smell good, and that's also to do. My time, you're making a new reich. Right, the Markasha, we know that it says later on a brisa, later on in Mesechta's Beya, they allowed to take these sticks of besamim and to break it or to put it between your fingers in order that it should give off a good smell. So you see, no problem, moil reicha. They allowed to do that in order to make a good smell. There, the smell is already in this world. You just bringing it out to the world. It's there. The good smell is in the sticks, in the cinnamon sticks. You're breaking it to bring it into the world. Here, this piece of clothing had no smell whatsoever. I am putting a new smell into this clothing, and that's similar to Malacha, that's awesome. Rava Amar, Gabi Gichelas Naim Mutti. You're even allowed to put the besamim, the good smelling perfumes, onto the Gacheles in order to smell up your peiris. It's Mutter. Midahave Abusra Agumri. Just like you put basar onto coals on Yontif when you're roasting or you're barbecuing your piece of meat, you put it onto coals, and it has kibuy, and it has avara, and it has a moiled recha, makes a good smell, all these things, and still, it's mutas do. Teres is why? Because echad nefesh. Rava holds that doing mugmert or ma'ashin es ha'peirois is mutter because of echad nefesh. In order to smoke the peiros up, make it smell good, it's mutter from echad nefesh. Actually, the Achreinim has a kasha. Why didn't Rava just say, I pass him like Shmuel? We had him like this before. Rav said, oh, Shmuel said mutter. Rava basically just holds like Shmuel. And the answer, because Rava wants to bring out this point that midav ha'basra gumri, that it's a raya from the basra that you're putting on coals, that you see, even though all these asurim are happening, still, it's mutter. So here also, la'ashina peris is mutter. Doros ragbiyam be'kasa, pisla ve'yish glusa, ragbiya darshind, by the door of the Reish Glusa, darshan Keturah Shari. The Keturah is mutter to do on Yantif. Only a meme, my Keturah, what exactly is Keturah? So Keturah can mean two things. Either it can mean lashon of tying, or it can mean a lashon of a smoking. Samara says, my Keturah, I Keturah, biyadei, or it means biri, is the Gersa, which means, it means to tie a piece of clothing on this flat board in order to give it nice creases and make it nice and ironed. So you want to do that on Yom Tov. Ma'isi umanu, that's also do on Yom Tov. That's a isa malacha. Bila ashen, if it's to smoke up the peiros, also to come a chaba, because when you make the peiros smoky, you are causing it to extinguish. And this man, they hold sasa. Omer v'ashen, oyim la'ashen, it means la'ashen. And Rav Gavir held was mutter, midav ha'bisra gomri. Just like we find, he allowed to put a piece of steak on the coals. So you see, we're not by echel nefesh. We're not worried about mechaba or maver, extinguishing or making a fire. So, therefore, la'ashin peris is mutter as well. Ikedamri amalei amei memai katura ikatura biyadi ma'isumenu. What does katura mean? It means katura biyade, which means to make the tie the piece of clothing to the board to make it flat. Ma'isumenu. That's also the onion. Ila ashin, if it's to smoke the peris up, also to come moiled recha. You're creating a smell. The only difference in this girsa and the girsa before is here he's not asking out mechaba, he's asking out kamelad recha. I'm Rav Ashi, and I'm recent LA. I'm trying to get a rabbi. I'm recent LA. Lo ilum la'ashen. Talking about la'ashen. Ah, your question is kamelad recha. Omida dahava b'sir gumri. It's similar to putting a piece of basar onto the grill. That just like that's mutter, this is mutter as well. Boys think gedima goes. The Mishnah says that you're allowed to make a gedi mekulis, a goat that's roasted on a spit, an entire goat with its insides hanging out, exactly like a Karim Pesach, and you're allowed to do this even on Bizman Hazeh on Pesach. Tanya, Rabbi Yisrael Yemer, Tudis Yisraimi, Hinnig Yisraimi, a person called, his name was Tudis Yisraimi, he happened to be a very chashev person, his minig was, he let all his people of his town, Lechol gedi mekulis be'ev sachem, to eat this roasted goat with the stomach hanging out while they roasted it on the night of Pesach. Mamash looked like a Karim Pesach. Shalch v'lei, they sent him a mali tudus. If not you were such a chashev person, mali tudus atav, not that you were tudus, because ranu alecha nidui. Would have geyser on you to put you into nidui. Sha'ata excommunicate you. Sha'ata machnas me yishol kach mechutz. You are feeding Klai Yisrael kachim mechutz. Break them out kachim, sak at haitach. They feed them kachim. They were makdashit. It's a regular chulin. Zag to Gemara, ela imak in kachim. It's like kachim. It looks like kachim. People are going to think you made a karm pesach, and you'll make karm pesach. It starts. You can't make a dafka in the base of mikdash. So people are going to think, and therefore you shouldn't do it. And if not, that you were a chacham gadol, we would have put you on idu. We had rachmanas on you, but that's when you deserve that. And we'll go further. Shloish advar meloz mazari matir. There are three things that loz mazari are allowed. Mecham oisrim. Mecham says also. What are the three things? Number one is parasa yoytzes beretzua shvein kanaha. A paro is allowed to go out with a little string tied between his horns. It's lanoi. And it's not called a load. It's called a tachshit. Number two, umekardin es a behema v'yantiv. You're allowed to comb the behema on yantiv to get out the fleas. On Yom Tov, you're not worried it's going to cause a chaburah, it's going to cause a wound to the behemah. You're not going to cause a wound to a behemah or a person on Yom Tov or Shabbos, because that's Issa chaburah. It's Issa Metilas Hashama. It goes into part of the Issa of Shechita, like that type of Issa. He also allowed, so he allowed, first of all, for the par to go out beretzuah, shebein kaneha, with a string between its horns. He allowed them to comb the behema yontif. And number three, he allowed them to grind spices with a regular spice grinder on yontif. Now, what's the chiddush of each one? The first one, the chiddush is that's not called itzah. The second one we spoke out is not a chabura. The third one, the reason why the Chacham argue is, what Taisa says in Daf Yudalid, that even though we pass and you let us crush spices, pilpulim, on yontif, because it's not as good when it's not fresh, but you shouldn't use the regular rechayim, because it looks like uvda dechayil. Shouldn't use the regular grinder, because uvda dechayil. But Rav Lazar argued, he held it was mutter. Rav Yudah Eimer, Eim mekarden es behem yontif, you can't comb the behema on yontif, because it makes a chabura, ava mekartzefim, but you could do mekartzefim, we'll see what that means. You can't do either one. There's three shittas in our Mishnah. Shita number one is that you're allowed to do even mekardim. Ruda says you can't do mekardim, you can do mekartzvim. Chom says you can't do either one. You can't do mekardim or mekartzvim. But the Marla Memra, the Marla Lezer Azariah Chod HaPara Havala, said, Lezer Azariah allowed his own para, his own cow, to go out with this Ritzua Ben Kanal. It sounds like Rav Elazar ben Azariah only owned one para. But how could it be? V'amar Rav, Amri lo Amar Rav Yudam Rav, Tleisa Alfi Egli Hava Meiser Rav Elazar ben Azariah Yemaradraha Kol Shasa V'Shasa. His Meiser per year was 13,000 calves. So that means he had 130,000 calves. So that could be only one cow. He was from the richest people alive. But every year his Meiser was 13,000 agol. So my answer is Tana Loish Loi Hoysa. This wasn't his cow. He had thousands of cows. Elo Shal Shechidasa Hoysa. It was his neighbor's cow. He wasn't Meicher his neighbor. It was considered like his cow went out with the Ritzua Ben Karneha. Tosfos Agav handles that Lozman Azariah was after the Churban Abayis. And the Gemara says that after the Churban Abayis, there's no Maisa Behema. So Tosfos has two terutzim. Either it was not in this battle, the din of Maisa wasn't in this battle right away by Churban Beis HaMikdash, it was still there for a few years afterwards, or it wasn't Mamish Meiser, it was just how much he gave for taxes. His taxes was a tenth, and he gave 13,000 agolim as taxes. And there's a third Teretz Taisa's eye and chum. Zogdim Aravaita, Makardim Es Behem V'yontim. According to Allah's Mazar, you're allowed to comb the Behem V'yontim. Which one is kirud? He said that the woman was held mekardin. Other man the woman held only mekartzefim. Third man the only can't do either one. The Gemara explain what's kirud, what's kirtzef. Izu kirud veizu kirtzef. Kirud is ketanim voisin chabura. The comb has small teeth. It's a metal comb, has small teeth, and they're close together. And therefore causes chaburas. Kirtzuf is gedolim. It's a thicker of teeth. It's made out of wood and a bigger. Ve'ino is a chabura. Does not make a chabura. That's the difference. The shah is mechalikas v'dava. And there's three mechalikas in this. Rabbi Yehuda Savan, one is Rabbi Yehuda holds dava shem eskaven aser. He holds dava shem eskaven, even not mechaven to make this chabura. You're not trying. You're trying to comb the mosquitoes out of the hair of the behema. You're not trying to make a chabura, but he holds enim eskaven aser. Miu kerod ktanim oisin chabura. Kerod, since it's small, it makes wounds. Kirtzov gedolim enes chabura. Kirtzov does not make wounds. It's wood and it's thick. Doesn't make wounds. But loygaz rino and kirtzov out the kerod. You're not geyser. You don't make gzera. Kirtzov out the kerod. Second sheet. There's rabbanon savri nami kavu. The rabbanon also holds kavu. Those who are gavin also. Because rino and kirtzov out the kerod. You make gzera. Kirtzov out the kerod. And therefore, he holds both of us. He can't comb at all. Rav Elazar ben Azariah saw the Rav Shimon. He holds the Rav Shimon shita. Holds the Rav Shimon's kavan's mutter. And therefore, ben kerid ben kirtzav. Sorry, both kerid and kirtzav are mutter. What's the reason? Because the reason why it's mutter is because it's there's enemas kavan. Not trying to make a wound. And therefore, even if by the small ones which make wounds, it's not a problem. Not mecham for that. It's not a psik reshi either. Therefore, it is mutter. Some say it's Rav Nachman himself. He says, Allah Rav Shimon. He passed like Rav Shimon that Dov Shem is Gam as Mutta. Why? Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Moyle, like Rav Elazar is greased him. Great thing. Rav Nachman. Say he passed like Rav Yehuda. Sorry, Chama Moyle, because Chama go like him. Racham say even more Rav Yehuda, the whole of Rav Yehuda. So why are you so impressed that Rav Mazari holds Rav Shimon? The Rabban holds Rav Yehuda. So he answers, Amalei, so Rav answers, I know Rav Shimon should be like, I hold Rav Shimon, that's what I hold. And I'm just adding, Va'oid, so Rav Mazari might love, adding say even more, Rav Mazari also is Maida to him, therefore even it's better, like, it helps me out. But of course, that's not my whole basis to pass like Rav Shimon. I hold like Rav Shimon. And number two, Rav Zari also holds that way, and therefore he supports my shita that we pass like Rav Shimon.